This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia on Monday ended the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which guaranteed the free flow of Ukrainian grain to the rest of the world. Poor nations already struggling with food insecurity are expected to be affected the worst. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains.
Turkey and the United Nations brokered the deal last summer to ease the repercussions of Russia's war against Ukraine. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
These initiatives has ensured the safe passage of over 32 million metric tons of food commodities from Ukrainian ports. Hundreds of millions of people face hunger and consumers are confronting a global cost of living crisis. And they will pay the price.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken also decried Russia's decision as he noted that food prices have already jumped. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And as already noted, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said food prices have already started to rise.
The bottom line is it's unconscionable. Should not happen. This should be restored as quickly as possible. And I hope that every country is watching this very closely. They will see that Russia is responsible for denying food to people who are desperately needed around the world and to contribute to rising prices at a time when many countries continue to experience very difficult inflation.
Meanwhile, U.S. officials say that a Russian fighter jet flew very close to a U.S. surveillance aircraft over Syria, forcing it to go through the turbulent wake and putting the lives of four American crew members in danger. The official said the incident, which happened Sunday, was a significant escalation of what has been a string of encounters between U.S. and Russian aircraft in recent weeks. They say the intercept by the Russian Su-35 impeded the crew's ability to safely operate their MC-12 aircraft. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that U.S. President Joe Biden has invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to meet in the U.S. this fall amid concern about Netanyahu's judicial reform plans.
The Biden administration declined to say whether the president would host Netanyahu at the White House or on the margins of the United Nations General Assembly. White House visits are typically standard protocol for Israeli prime ministers. The delay in Netanyahu receiving an invitation has become an issue in Israel. Opponents say it's a reflection of deteriorating relations with the U.S.
That is AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. As global temperatures soared to historic highs and torrential rain swamped cities over the last week, the United States and China sought to reignite talks on climate change. Reuters' Fiona Jones tells us more.
The planet is reeling under extreme weather. Global temperatures are soaring to historic highs and torrential rain has swamped cities. On Monday, the world's two biggest carbon emitters, the United States and China, sought to reignite talks on climate change, with U.S. climate envoy John Kerry urging both sides to cut methane emissions and coal-fired power. That as forest fires raged in Europe, ahead of a second heat wave, which could see the continent break its highest recorded temperature of 119.8 Fahrenheit, possibly on the Italian island of Sardinia.
Israel announced Monday it is recognizing Moroccan sovereignty over Western Sahara, joining the United States as the only countries to acknowledge the kingdom's annexation of the disputed North African territory. The announcement came shortly after Morocco's foreign ministry issued a statement saying King Mohammed VI had received a letter from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu recognizing Morocco's claim over the territory. Netanyahu's office later confirmed the announcement. The Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen said the recognition of Western Sahara as Moroccan territory will strengthen relations between the countries and the nations and advance regional stability. The Powerball jackpot rose yet again Monday to an estimated $1 billion after no winning ticket was sold for the latest drawing. No ticket for Monday's drawing matched the white ball, 5, 8, 9, 17, 41, and the red Powerball, 21. Estimated jackpot for Wednesday's drawing would be the highest in U.S. history. Ticket buyers have a chance at either $1 billion paid out in yearly increments of about or $516.8 million one-time lump sum before taxes. Last time someone won the Powerball jackpot was April 19th for a top prize of nearly $253 million. Since then, no one has won the grand prize in the past 38 consecutive